أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaitan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy. The reason for his expulsion: Shaitan's arrogance and Shaitan's defiance. If we remind ourselves that Shaitan is a lowly creature, he's not powerful in front of human beings. If human beings have the necessary strength, if they rely on God, if they avoid the satanic habits of arrogance and defiance, they will definitely be able to defeat him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn humbly to God and we ask for his help and guidance, because we believe he is Allah, the source of all goodness and perfection. And we turn to him because we believe he is Rahman. By his mercy and love we come to life, and by his mercy and grace we remain alive, and we grow and we thrive. And we ask also for his blessings, because we believe he is Rahim. His extra mercy and grace is endless, and it's available to everyone who can qualify to receive it. And the way to qualify is to submit to his will. Alhamdulillah. In my first sermon, I would like to quote a verse from the dua number 44 of the fourth holy imam. When the holy month of Ramadan would begin, he would recite this dua. The beginning phrases are, and I just quote certain passages: Alhamdulillahilladhi hadana lihamdihi wa habana bidinihi وسبلنا سبل إحسانه وجعل من تلك السبل شهر رمضان شهر الصيام وشهر الإسلام وشهر الطهور وشهر التمحيص وشهر القيام. We praise God and God alone, because He is the one who has guided us to praise him. There are many people who don't even know about God, one. Two, there are many those who know about God, don't even respond to him. Three, there are many who know God and know how to respond, don't respond properly. We thank the Lord that we have been given the realization, the true realization of who God is, by the guidance and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. And how to respond to him, how to recognize the true bounties that he has granted us. And one of the most important bounties that he has granted us is the holy month of Ramadan. He has showed us various ways of how to become good people, virtuous people, peaceful people, not violent. And one of those messages and one of those ways of how to attain goodness and virtue is the holy month of Ramadan, the month where we increase our spirit of submission, the month whereby we can achieve self-purification. Shahr al-Tahur, we become Tahir. Shahr al-Tamhis, the month whereby we cleanse ourselves and purge ourselves from what is evil. We will test ourselves. It's not easy. The process of self-purging is rigorous. It's difficult. But fasting enables us to achieve that much quicker. What would take a longer period at other times is made easier and facilitated in this holy month. Shahr al-Qiyam. It's a month where we are empowered and enabled to carry out all that is good. One example of which would be to engage in more worship. So we praise Allah to have allowed us to receive this teaching. Usikum ibadallah wa nafsi bitaqwallah. Community of believers, I wish to remind you as I remind myself. In case we have forgotten the necessity of taqwa, this is the time when we remind ourselves. Not only that, beyond that, I want to recommend to you, as I recommend to myself, the preference of taqwa, the excellence of striving for higher levels of taqwa, because God is unlimited in His perfection, and therefore our ability to achieve perfection is endless. And finally, not only do I remind you and myself and recommend to you and to myself, I command you as I command myself. My aql talks to my nafs. The nafs, which is animal, which drives me to the worldly pleasures. In case if I plan to disobey defiantly the command of God, then I must observe taqwa, because I must fear. If I break that law, inasmuch as I break a physical law, for example, law of gravity, and I shall break my own bones because of that. So also if I break spiritual laws, I'm going to damage my soul and spirit. Bodies can be repaired, but souls, if unrepaired, there is eternal and permanent suffering and punishment. Allow me to remind ourselves the message of taqwa for this week, from the sermon that was given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. In the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban, there is a riwayah narrated from the 8th Holy Imam, who narrates it from his fathers, who narrates it from Amirul Mu'mineen, who says, we heard one end of Sha'ban sermon by the Holy Prophet where he reminded the believers, Ayyuhan nas, O people, قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ, now has arrived to your presence the holy month. It's not an ordinary month. It's a month which is so special, Allah has ascribed it to Himself. Everything is a creation of God. All time has been created by God. But there are some times which, if we live through those times, our chance and opportunity and ability to get closer to God is much higher than other times. There's a whole period of a month. That month becomes the month of God. شَهْرٌ هُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ الشُّهُورِ وَأَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ وَلَيَالِيهِ أَفْضَلُ الْلَيَالِي وَسَاعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ. This month is so special that it is the best of all the 12 months. No, not a month as a whole. Every day of it is better than all the other days. No, every night is better than all the nights. No, every moment in this month is better than all other moments. What can be achieved now in this holy month is very difficult. It's not impossible, but it's more difficult to achieve at other times. If that is the case, we need to recognize the importance. In the same dua that I quoted, dua number 44, Imam alayhi salam later on says, Allahumma alhimna ma'rifata fadli. O Lord, give my heart the inspiration to recognize this wonderful opportunity that you have made available for me. Many a people will live through this month physically, superficially. Fasting is a burden. Fasting is a ritual. No. Fasting is one of the best ways to enable purification and therefore proximity to the Lord. وَقَدْ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. What more honor do you want than the Lord and the majesty of the universe is officially and ceremonially inviting you. He is the host and we are the guests. But it's a strange invitation. Normally, when human beings invite each other, the host opens a banquet of food and drink. Yet in this case, the host says, you want to attend my banquet? Stop eating and stop drinking. Qasababu, God is immaterial. God is non-physical. Food and drink are symbols of this physical world. You want to get closer to that Lord, the all-perfect Lord, the all-kind Lord, the all-merciful Lord, the all-knowing Lord, the all-wise Lord. You want to increase in you the godly qualities of kindness, of compassion, of wisdom, of knowledge, of generosity, of all the beautiful names. One of the best ways to do that is get away from this physical world. وَقَدْ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. And above that, وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ. We become mukarram and honored in this holy month. Look at the signs. أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيح. If you do nothing but breathe, that breath of yours is tasbih. نَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةِ. عملكم فيه مقبول دعاؤكم فيه مستجاب. Look at the grace and the honor for the guests of God. Even if you do nothing but go to sleep, it's ibadah. Even if you do nothing but just breathe, that breathing is tasbih. And if you do something good obviously, then that action is immediately accepted and rewarded. And if you pray in this month, that prayer is answered. Kwa nini? Kwa sababu, this individual has made a niyyah. Oh Lord, you gave me the power of aql. With that aql, I listen to you. I recognize you are there. And I know you are more wise than me. And I know you love me more than I do myself. I think food and drink and the other pleasures of the world are good for me. But you know better. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. You called me and I said labbaik. I've come. O Lord, I've made my niyyah in obedience to your command by the aql that you have given me, which is much more powerful than my nafs, than my animal nafs. I shall use my stronger power of aql in submission to your will to subjugate the nafs. Just that niyyah from the beginning of Fajr till the end of Maghrib is enough to make me a different person. Such that my tasbih, my breathing becomes tasbih. Every moment I live, and every moment, even if I sleep, because I've slept now for the sake of Allah, I'm not going to sleep and regain and refresh my energy, then wake up and use my energy for evil. No. I'm going to sleep to rest and refresh and regain energy to use it in your way. That sleep is ibadah. How come at other times we are told on ordinary days, if you want your sleep to be counted as ibadah, perform wudu, one. Recite dhikr and surah, two. Sleep towards qibla, three. And then gradually doze off to sleep with dhikr, four. That sleep is at ibadah. Well, the same thing is achieved during fasting, because I've made the niyyah to get closer to you, O Lord. And then Imam Ali, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says that فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهِ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِصِيَامِهِ وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ. Now that you've recognized and realized the supreme significance of this holy time period, earnestly pray to God. There are many people who will miss the chance. They will physically and ritually and superficially live through this month, but they will not benefit. In order to benefit, you need to work for it. Pray to Allah with determination and pray to the Lord with clean hearts that, O Lord, give me the strength to be able to take the maximum benefit of this month. And one of the best things you can do is to fast in such a way that not only is your food and drink avoided and the other activities which break the fast, but more important, the eyes and the ears and the tongue are also controlled. O Lord, for your sake, I shall only see that which you allow me to see. In other months, it may be a little difficult, because sababu shaitan is there. But in this month, shaitan has been imprisoned. It's not that he's not working. He is imprisoned. Well, there are people who even in the month of Ramadan, they will sin. For them, you don't need an external shaitan. Before Ramadan, that external shaitan has already done his work and he has planted an internal shaitan. Now the internal shaitan is active. But in this month, the external shaitan is imprisoned. This is an easier chance for me. I just make the determination. I will control my eyes. I will control my ears. I will control my tongue. I will control my hands. I'm asked to be kind and generous to those who are under me, my employees. I'm asked to be kind and virtuous to my fellow beings. It's easier in this month. Let's pray to Allah to get the tawfiq, to be able to gain the maximum benefit of this holy month. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.